Okay. Today's daf. What's today's daf? Chav, right? Yeah. So today's daf chav. We're on Yutes Amud Beis. I'm gonna start by the Bo'i Rava. It's just to get to the flow. So Bo'i Rava. Okay. Rava has the following speklus. Amdu Omi Shomazik. Right. Yesterday we said that's the same way that you determine what the value of the zikin is you determine the value of the person, right? So amdu omei chon the zikin, the amar demei alai. So for some reason he got hurt, and he was evaluated, and then after he gets evaluated, they come to the number, and after he gets evaluated, he says, okay, demei alai, I'm gonna pay my valuation. So mahu, does that valuation count? The problem we're going to see right now is, Now, do we say that they already evaluated him once, so take that valuation. To be evaluated for Nezikin, you only need 3 people. To do the evaluation, the value for Erechin, you need 10 people. So maybe it's different because you have 3 and 10. Tosos deals with the fact that how you have 10, it's based on Shakal, it's even, they deal with that. The Intim say Lomar, Shani umdu the bay asarim umdu the bay klasa. If you say okay, emach ma'am is a difference between, you have to follow the rules. One's 10, one's 3 people. So that's the difference. What happens if he says amar demayalai? He says I'm gonna give my valuation. Vamdu, and they evaluate him. And after you have evaluated, he says again because of amar demayalai. Umahu, what's it in? So hachav vaday umdu the bay asarim. He was already evaluated by 10, so it's good. Oh, Dilma, you say no. Shavak meini meini. Maybe there's a difference. Maybe between then and now, whatever the time period is. Is a different value, you know. Maybe something happened. But now they said, "Amar demei alai lo amdu." Let's say he says demei alai, right? Let's say he says demei alai, my value. They didn't evaluate him, lo amdu, because of amar demei alai. And then he says again demei alai a second time. So he says demei alai twice before being evaluated. So hacha vada bechad zim lamdin alai. We say that one evaluation is sufficient. Oh, Dilmore, we say Kevin, the Bezeh Achazeh Neder, since he made a Neder one after the other, Trey Zimna Abdinaleh. He has to be evaluated twice. The Grizz, the Brisker Rav points out that we're not talking about actually being evaluated twice. He really only has to be evaluated once. The question is whether you have to have in mind that this one valuation counts for both, or is it enough that he was already evaluated and that people thought that this valuation was for Neder A? Will that count for Neder B? The Intim Telomer, and if you're going to say, that you have to have this double evaluation because he made 2 nedarim. What about the following case? Amar shnei demei alai bevasachas. If he says I'm going to pay twice my valuation or my value two times. Mahu, what's the din? Hakavadi vasachas nedar. He made a nedar in one shot, so maybe you have to take one evaluation, right? So bevasachas am dinalei. Oh, Dilma, or do we say kevan to amar shnei, since he said 2? Kazeh Achazer Dami. It's Kazeh Achazer. Now the Gemara says Imtim Tzelomer, and Tosos points out that this is the Imtim Tzelomer, it should be there, because the next question can stand by itself. Right, we'll read the question, then we'll read Tosos. The Imtim Tzelomer came to Kamer Shnei, because he says twice, Kazeh Achazer Dami, as if he said one after the other, and if we have to have 2 evaluations. What about the following case? Amdu me Elov Mahu. For whatever reason, he wanted to know what his value was. He got himself evaluated. There was no kavanah, there was nothing going on here. He got himself evaluated to see what his worth was, right? And then he says the Me'alai. Then afterwards he decides to make the neder to give his valuation. Do we say, listen, the guy is already evaluated. He's standing there evaluated. Or do you need the kavanah to be evaluated for this neder? Tosos points out, you don't have to have Imtim Tzelomer in this question, like the other ones before. It's not really built on the big previous questions. You could answer by itself. Just wanted to combine it with all the other answers. So Gemara is going to try to answer at least one of these sfeikos, which is the last one that we just said. So Pshita Mehachada. From all these sfeikos, let's try to answer the last topic, right? Which the guy said that the guy got evaluated himself in advance, and then takes the neder. So the Gemara says, the Tanan, look at our Mishnah, the Mishnah says, it's the next Mishnah, it says, Demei alai, demei alai, I have to pay my value to Kodesh, for mace, and he dies in advance, before being evaluated. Lo yitnu yorshim, his yorshim do not have to pay, there was no set obligation, that obligation was not put down, so he doesn't have to, yorshim have to pay. She'ain dam lemeisim, because there's no evaluation to a dead person. Rashi says she'ain dam lemeisim umeikara lo yadina kama shava. We don't know what he was worth. You can't evaluate now. So Gemara says, wait a second. Isak otaytech andu me'elav havi umdina. If you think that a pre-evaluation should count as an evaluation, ha amid v'kai. Even the person, this guy who died, is amid v'kai. He's definitely value. Why? The minimum value of a person is 4 zuzim. So let these yorshim pay 4 zuzim. Right? Rashi says, v'ha amid v'kai, sh'daha ein l'cha adam, she'enu shava dal zuzim. So he has an evaluation. So if you say that pre-evaluation is valid, so this guy is technically pre-evaluated because he has the minimum value of a person, which is 4 zuzim. So that Gemara's having is that he used pre-value, and Maskana says he's not. Right, I'm doing my elav nachas l'umdina. Right, deme alai lo nachas l'umdina. Right, if the guy takes, I'm doing my elav, if they had kavana, right, then you can say the difference is that if you have kavana, if you had no neder, then you're right, the guy's value. But once the guy takes neder, he has to have a value associated with that neder. So this guy, even though in Lachanami a person has dalal zuzim as his existing valuation, once you say neder alai, you have to have another valuation in order for it to count. And this guy didn't have it because he died in advance, and therefore there's no neder. Rashi says, right, ha amid lo nachas umdina, shalom nema me'olam, elahashtahu damdina v'anan umdina ba'ina. We need actual valuation. So Hami does he don't need to be evaluated? What's going on? What's the Hami? What's the Maskana? I have to look into that. Okay. Next. Chomar be'erich and nidarim. There'll be a list of cases, of concepts where erich, and they can take an erich is more common than a nether. Again, the erich is a set value, and the nether is that you have to be evaluated. Ketzad, what are the cases? Ha'omer erichi alai. Guy says up and says, I'm going to give to Hekish my erich value. Right, the mace, and he dies before he pays off his chov. Yitnu har yorshim. The yorshim have to pay. Why? Because you don't need an evaluation here. And as Rashi points out, it's davar katzavu. It's a set value. We know you go on the chart, figure out where he lands, and he pays that value. Hilkach yitnu har yorshim. So therefore, the yorshim have to pay because it's a davar katzav. But demeilai, if he says I'm going to give hektesh my valuation, what I'm worth. Vamase, and he dies before he's able to give it. Lo yitnu hayorshim. You don't have to, the yorshim do not have to give it because since he wasn't evaluated, you can't value him now because ain't dumb in the mason. You can't value him now. But Rashi points out, but hold the tiny above a comma. We have a gemara above a comma that says the nosin pidyon nafsho dmei nizak to pay his value as being a damaged person. Hasam havitah. So it says that the person does have value upon death. Hashem who time mishum the shmeisa the az the mishaisa shasa the azik rami alev shlumei kishasa hezek but he shaita azike chayhu. In other words, there the determination was the shasa hezek at the time of the hezek he was alive. But here about demei alai she'eno noder elamashi shemu basin. When you say demei alai, means I'm going to give what basin determines I'm worth. Well, so that means that the shasa chiyuv is when after basin evaluates me. So at that point in time, very low bali dekin shari meis lo yitnu yarshim. He died before that, so he died before the shas chiyuv, as opposed to nezek, where the chiyuv is actually at the shas and nezek. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Guy goes and says erech yodi alai. I'm going to get the value of my hand. The erech rogli alai, the value of my leg. Lo amra klun. He doesn't say it doesn't count because your erech is only good for the value, the full body, the whole person. Right, that's the whole person. But if he says Erech Roshi, the value of my head, right? Erech Kvedi, the value of my liver. Nosin Erech Kulo. Then that's considered a good Erech Val, and he has to pay his entire value. Because that was the reason. Dover Shashoba Tulyabo, Nosin Erech Kulo. Something that is a life sustaining organ is, if it's Dover Shashoba Tulyabo, that is if you mention the entire life. So the brain, the liver, the heart, those are the certain things that they talk about. Right. So if you say for a limb, it doesn't count. But if you lower makom.
Right.
But erech kvedi, my liver, it says if you said my entire value, because that is a body part where your life is dependent on it. If you don't have that, you'll die. So if you and it says if you said your entire your erich like that, my whole worth. Which one is we? Didn't we say liver?
Liver does.
I don't know. Let's say there's something. I mean, there's a whole machlokas. I saw that like six different definitions of what would constitute a trefa for a human. Is it the same thing as the animals? Is it different than the animals? The whole thing. I saw there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe. I don't remember where. It says that when it comes to the trefas of the animals, you have that whole rashba, the whole thing. Remember, even the doctors say, hey, they gave a list. That's it. When it comes to humans, it may be a trefa is only what the doctors tell you at the time. The person can't survive. The person can survive. That may be able to change as opposed to the trefas of the animals. There are those. There are researchers who say no. They just says whatever the 18 trefas are in the animals, they apply it to the person. It's a whole different. What if she's that? Okay, guy says, Chatzi Erech Yolai. I'm going to pay half of my Erech in value. So noticing Chatzi Erecho, he can do that. He can give half his Erech. Holds now suffix in the Achronim, if you say Chatzi Erech Yolai, does the concept of Hesed Yad apply? So let's say a guy's value, a guy's supposed to give, 50, right? Chatzi means 25. So what's his Hesed, does Hesed Yad apply there? And there's a minimum amount of Hesed Yad, so is that half, is it considered Erech, is it considered Erechin? I guess the Machodos would be, do you consider this an Erechin, or do you just consider this a Stam Chiyuv? If you consider an Erechin, then Hesed Yad would apply also. If it's another Chiyuv, then maybe Hesed Yad doesn't apply. But if he says, Erech Chatzi Alai, the value of half of me, then no sen kulo, because if you take away half of you, you're dead. So it definitely contains something that natural to you both. Chatzi Damai Alai, if I'm going to pay half of my value, then no sin chatzi damav. You give half of your value, get a value, and give half of it. If you say demei chatzi lai, if you say I'm going to give the value of half of me, well, that constitutes something that is a shama kluyabo. So no sin demei kulo, zekal davar shama kluyabo, no sin kulo. If you make a neder about some, and you include some of that, your nefesh is taloi, or that life-sustaining limbs, half of me is going to contain, my life-sustaining limbs, especially my heart on one side. Right, but what they're saying, right, if you say demei chatzi lai, must be cool. The hatayim perik hesed yad, he kashed him dumb erech lamido bechvodo. We learned this on and daf yuches that there's a comparison between dumb and erechin lido bechvodo. So that's kind of the whole way. The whole thing lido bechvodo. So only if it's dover hatpuya, not some of it's dover and shenapshul puya bo, that means the entire. That's interpreted as being the entire value. Okay. Fine. Ha'omer. Someone says, Erko shel ploni alai. I am going to give Joe's Erech value to Hekdesh. V'meis ha'node v'anidar. And the guy taking the vow and Joe both die. Yitnu ha'yarshim. The yarshim have to give Joe's value to the Beis Medrash. Why? Because the Nerach, Joe, doesn't need to be evaluated. Because it's on the chart. Check the chart. And he was chayav at the moment. But if he says, Damav shel ploni alai, I'm going to give the value of ploni, right? Umeis ha'noder. And the guy who takes the neder dies. Meaning, the nidar, Joe is still alive in this case. Yitnu ha'yorshim. In this case, the yorshim are chayav. Why? Because all Joe has to do is get evaluated, and then the yorshim have to pay it. Because Joe's still here. But meis ha'nidar, but if the nidar dies, if Joe dies, then lo yitnu yarshim, the yarshim don't, she'ein double the yarshim, the mason. Because you can't evaluate Joe now. He's dead. There's no value to the dead person. Okay. The Reisha of the Mishnah brought the case that what's chomer by Erech ibn Adarim, and the Gemara now is going to bring a price that gives more chomeros. Right? Tana Rabbanan. Chomer ibn Adarim of Erechim. The neder is more chomer than the Erechim. She'nadarim chalam behem chaybo. A person can take a neder and say, I'm going to give the value of these animals. But there's no such thing as Erech for animals, not on the chart. The Eni don't have a Hesed Yad. By the darn, there's no concept of Hesed Yad. Meaning, if I cannot fulfill my vow, I still owe. It's an IOU. As opposed to Erech, if I can pay a certain amount, you're putter. You pay that amount and then you're done. Masha Ein Kim Erech. And now, Chom Be'erechin Midarim, Erechin are much more Chomer, Ketzan, how's that? Amar Erki Alive Ameis. If I say I'm going to give my, if a person says he's going to give his own value, of Erechim value, and he dies, Yitnu Yarshim. The Yarshim have to pay because of the Davar Katsum. But the Melai, if Joe says, I'm going to give my own, I'm going to evaluate myself, and then give that to Beis HaMikdash, the mason, then the Joe dies, lo nit yarshim, because ain't dumb the mason. Now, next case. Amar erki alai va mace yit nu yarshim. We just said, if Joe says, I'm going to give my value, my erichin value, and then he dies, the yarshim have to pay. Shmamina, we see from here, why would they have to pay? Shmamina milve alpeh, an oral obligation, a non-written obligation, govim in a yarshim. You can collect from the yarshim, which is apparently a machlokes throughout Shas, especially in Kiddush and Dr. Gimel, of Abashu Kuf Ayin Hei, it is according to Rav Shmuel, milva peh cannot be govim from yarshim. According to Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they can be govim from yarshim. As we saw before on Daf Vav, that Rav Yosef says that that's a machlokes between Rav Yossi and the Tanna Kamma. So we see from here that now milva peh, you can be govim from the yarshim, because this guy doesn't have any shtaros written down, right? Rashi says. And here we seem to have a raya. Someone says, no, there's no raya. Shani hacha, why? The milva ksuva v'torahi. This is not a regular milva pet. This is a milva haksuva v'torah, right? So, which is also quite a question, because the Gemara says, so shmai minah, can we learn from here that milva haksuva v'torah kikaksuva b'shtar damya? That was the machlokes also, right? Rashi said, points out, Shmamina milva ksuva uplukti b'masechus b'choros sheish b'chol anachla, which is known a few days ago, the end of the b'choros. Is milva ksuva b'torah considered a milva b'teh or considered a milva b'shtar? That was a machlokas. Here he seems to be proving that milva ksuva b'torah is considered a milva b'shtar, and that's why you can collect from the yarshim. So he says, no. Reinterpret the entire mission, there's no raya. Hachav ma'askin, we'll deal with over here. Kisha amma b'din. Basically, it's a little outside. It seems to be that the Gemara say that even though Erechon has a set value, when I take that nether, I don't have my obligation is not my shastil is not fixed until Beis Din says Yechayev. When it comes to nether, Beis Din says Yechayev and evaluate me. So in this case with the Erechin over here, when Joe dies, well he died before he paid, but after Beis Din basically stamped him and said, you know, you're obligated. So once Beis Din says you're obligated, that's considered like a milva b'shtar, and that's why the Yerushim would have to pay. But Ein Hakanami, according to this, it may be, I don't know if it passes that way, but it may be that if Joe dies before Beis Din says he has to pay, that the Yerushim wouldn't have to pay. Let's read it inside. Right? Hakov Mayaskinon, not so much, Kish Amad Bedin. He was Amad Bedin, right? Rashi says, Kish Amad Bedin, V'chiyivuhu Kodim Moso, the Havaleki Milva B'Shtar. That becomes a Milva B'Shtar. So the Gemara says, wait a second, the Kavasei Gabi Demayalai. So why is that case where we say Demayalai? The next case in the Mishnah, he says, my value I'm going to give, and then he dies, we see the Yerushim don't have to pay. If he was Amad Bedin, then it's already written down, they should have to pay. They're going to say, Gabi Demayalai, Shamad Bedin. So my Lord, you Yerushim, the more answer is, Demayalai, Mechusar Umdina. No, because Demayalai is another step. You also have the valuation. So Ein Hachanami that the Beis Din said he's obligated, but the Beis Din say what he's obligated in yet. When it comes to Erechin, once the Beis Din says you're obligated, we know exactly what he's obligated to pay, because he has the set value on the chart. When it comes to Nadarim, the Beis Din says you're obligated, but then they have to value to tell you what your obligation is. So what, if you're missing that step, if he dies before that step, then the Yerushim don't have to pay. No, there's an extra step.
He's evaluated and he's determined to pay.
Right, that's what he's saying. He said, Demei Alai, Mechusar Umdina. But Erki Alai, Lo Mechusar Velo Klum. Once the Beis Din says you're obligated to pay, nothing is missing. Then you're obligated.
I would think if you go to Beis Din and say, okay, you're clear to pay, and your value is such...
They didn't do that. That's not the case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's case is, okay, you have to pay, let's evaluate you, and then he drops dead. That's the case. That's the case the Mishnah's talking about. What? That's the case. That's the umdina of the case.
Well, they have no choice to say that.
That's the umdina of the case. Otherwise, or unless you're back.
Once you go to a Beis Din, they say, okay, you're going to pay X.
Okay, so they didn't. That's the way. That's not the way they did it. First, they make the determination to see whether his nether was a valid nether. Okay, the nether was a valid nether. Now you have an obligation to pay. Now let's go figure out what you have to pay. A lot of times, also, you go in court, right, Menachem? The guy finds out. We find the plaintiff. Yeah, how much he owe? And they deliberate about the damages afterwards. So we do a lot of times. First, you have to do that first step. What? Not only that, but you know, sometimes also the damages are a separate judgment than the. You win. The NFL and the USFL. The USFL won. How much damages? $1. Okay, you know, they did it separately to make the determination. Okay, the Mishnah then says, Erech Yadi Alai, The ragli alai, if he says the value of my hand or my foot, that doesn't count for anything, because only the value of a full person is considered an erech. So Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, the notion of the math, he says erech adiv, erech ragli, he has to give his the money. The Gemara says, wait a second. The Mishnah says, if he says erech of my hand, it doesn't count for anything. You say he has to pay the value. What are you talking about? You're going against the Mishnah. So he answers, no, what the Mishnah says, lo amar klum, that's only according to the Rabbanim. But I, u nosin dameha, li Rabbi Meir. But I'm going according to Rabbi Meir. Rashi says, lo amar klum Rabbanim, coming back to a machlokas that we have in Daf Hei, right? It was other motzi devar l'batala. When the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, when the person out will say, like, marishkeit. But when he says something, even though it doesn't mean anything, we have to reinterpret that he actually means something. A person won't be motzi devar batala l'tiv, according to Rabbi Meir. According to Chachamim, he will be motzi devar batala l'tiv. So according to Chachamim, he says, erech of my hand, that's nothing. So therefore it counts for nothing. According to Rav Meir, no. You have to interpret it in a way that makes sense. A person is not lo yotzi dam mipiv. So according to Rav Meir, right, nosin de meir, Rav Meir, Rashi says, nosin de meir, you'll kim the berakama, the libel the Rav Meir. This is going according to Rav Meir. Since he says, ain adam motzi devar l'batala, so a guy knows, min a Torah, that an erech for one aver doesn't count. So what is he saying? Erech yadi. So therefore his kavana was to be as if he said, you have to reinterpret, as if he said, Dimei Yad Yalai, which we saw in yesterday's daf with the evaluation, putting your arm and all that stuff, you are allowed to take the net there to get the value of your hand, based on that. So that's how we reinterpret it. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Amar Chadazim, we already had this machlokas, right? We're saying it to ourselves also. We already had this machlokas. Why are we saying this machlokas again? The Amar of Gidol Amar Rav, because Gidol Amar Rav said, Homa Erech Chlize Alai Nosin Damok. If a person says, I can give the Erech value of this Kaili, Chacham says he said nothing. Rav Meir says no. He meant neder, so you give the value of the kli. We already had that. So he goes, oh, my detaimo. We have to say it twice. Why? My detaimo. Hasa. Maybe we're there. Who the adam yodei is to ain erech lekli. Everyone knows that there's no erech into a kli, right? The gamar va'armel l'shem gamar. And he meant to say l'shem gamar. That's why Rav Meir says it over there. Aval hacha, but over here when he's marich one of his evarim, mita katoi. He's making a mistake. Making a mistake. The summer, if you hate the Ika Erech Roshim, Erech Kredi, just like there's I contain my full value if I say the Erech of my head or the Erech of my liver, Ikanami Erech Yodi Vechiragli. Maybe there is also, I can just do it if I say the Erech of my hand or any other limb. The Gemara says, Aval B'mei Lo Kamar, but he did not intend Dhamin, not intend evaluation. So comes Rav Meir and says, Kamash Malon, that even according to that Rav Meir, even in this case, would say you have to give the value of the money of the evaluated amount of the hand or the foot because ain't the other motives devar the table leap. Okay.
How about the case of the animal? The animal would seem like wasn't enough of the erech of the animal. Why is that not?
It may be this. It's a good point.
Same idea. You know there's no erech in the animal.
So maybe he has to pay the value. Right? We said Homer Erech Madarim, right, Homer Erki Lavimace Bur said it. The Mishnah gave it a list. He said, "Amar Eric." So Nedarim Chalim Behem Chayv Ope Ain Nedonim Behesek Yamash Inkim Eric Not Chalim Behem. Right. So even Rav Meir says it's not Ericim. If you say even if Rav Meir says Ain Other Motzi Dvar Mipiv, right? So he says he'll say Eric Behema. So even according to what you're saying, it wouldn't be the Yastepik. There's no Ericim over there. It would be reinterpreted into a Ned there, but it wouldn't be an Ericim. Yeah. All right. Guy says Erech Rosh Erech Vedi Notin Erech Kulo has to give entire value. My timer, why? The Nefashos Kamar Rachmana. The Torah says Ish Ki Yafni Neder BeErech Nefashos Hashem. So the Chiyuv of the Neder, the Chiyuv of the Erech is when you give your Nefesh, and you give it the liver and the head are considered part of the Nefesh. Zehaklal Davarsh Neshama Tuyibo. Now, typical Babylonian fashion, anytime you say Zehaklal, it comes to include something else. Zehaklal Zehaklal Davarsh Neshama Tuyibo. What is that? Lasui what? Lasuya mina arkuva ulamala. Continue from the knee and up. I guess if you, that part, there's a vein there. What's that big vein that bleeds? People, the guy, the femoral vein or something like that?
No.
What?
No.
It's a big bleeder from, what?
Femoral
artery, yeah, isn't that? Yeah. So that's in the upper thigh.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what they're talking about. If you get rid of that, then you can bleed out and you can die, so that's included. Okay. Chatzi Arki Alai, if a guy says I'm going to give half of my Erech in value, note saying he has to give half of his Erech in value. Tanur Avonim, okay? The Bryson brings a, Marzan brings a Machlokas Tanayim, Tanur Avonim, the Bryson, Tosefta, Chatzi erich yelai. If I'm going to give, if God says I will give half of my erich and value, nosin chatzi erko. He gives half of his erich and value. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, loke benosin erich shalom. He gets malchus and he gives the entire value. The Gemara says loke malchus. Am I? Why are you getting malchus? He goes no. Amar papa loke bi erich shalom. In other words, it's not that he gets real malchus. It's sort of a euphemism. He's loke the fact that he has to pay his entire value. But why is he paying his entire value? He just said erich yelai. The Gemara says my time. No, why does he have to pay his entire value? Because gezeira is a gezeira chatzi erki unto erech chetzio. Chatzi erki and erech chetzio, so you have to pay the full value, because that's considered davar shenu shama tuyavo. So gezeira of chatzi erku unto erech chetzio, the erech chetzio have a davar shenu shama tuyavo. So it's a derabon, and he has to pay his full value. Guy says, chatzi damayalai, half of my value I'm going to give. No saying, he gives. The mei chatzi alai, if he says I have to give half of, I give the value, I'm going to give half, the value of half of my body, right? So my time, well, why does that count? Because neder be'erkecha nafash k'siv, because it says neder be'erkecha nafash k'siv, so there's a hekesh between nedarim and erechim, and just like erechim, we learn from the fashos that if you marich an avir shneshlam at puyubo, you chayiv in the entire erechim, so too gabe neder, as we were talking about before, Mati, so the gabe neder, if you make a neder of an avir shneshlam at puyubo, you have to give the entire value, and if half of your body is clearly the avarim shneshama tuyavo.
So you can make a nether for your arm, and you can pay that.
Right.
You know, no question about that.
Right.
If you say half your body, we're saying that we're equating it with
the your whole body. You're equating with the whole body, yeah.
No, but a nether, we said you can do it on avarim.
Yeah, but it says nether be'erich on nefashos. So I guess the hekesh is with nefashos. The nether and the erich are on the same by nefashos.
Because nether, you can always do nether. No matter what it is,
right.
It's evaluation. So why isn't
Taka
half the body then? Why
isn't
the whole body?
Because you have this limud to, in this instance, to make a hekesh to erichin, which is davar shenu shama tuyavo equals the entire thing.
Yeah, but I don't think, I'm not sure that's what this is saying. On a net, you don't have to do. You don't have to rely on that because on a net, it goes from evaluation.
I understand. This is the gzeirus hakasuv here that takes away that goes differently. It's the gzeirus hakasuv interprets when you say and take a neder on part of the body that nefesh tuyavo, it means the entire body. That's the gzeirus hakasuv. You have the svaras about neder everything, but when it comes to this concept, the Torah says this is what it means. Because you have the hekesh with erichin.
With
him. Yeah. With davar shenu shama tuyavo.
How about a third?
I don't know.
I'm not joking now. How about third of the
depends if it's davar neshamah tuyavo. Depends what third. Depends what third. Maybe if your knees below, it's okay. Look at me. Look at your shoe over here. Throw you out of the base mattress. What about a quarter? What about a fifth?
You're a Virmia.
You're a Virmia.
Have we ever had a case that I don't want to go on that hekesh?
What?
I don't want to go on that hekesh.
I don't think you can do that. The Torah says when you say half of my body, that means the entire body.
No,
yes, I'm a neder because you're making the gzeirah shava to erichin. There's a hekesh to erichin.
Wow.
That's the gzeirah shava. That's the limud.
And you can't back out of that?
No, the Torah says this is what it means. The Torah is defining what that means. Okay. Again, zed klal davar shama tuyavo lasuyim in akuvul mahala from the ninah. Tana rabbanim. We have a brisa. Hamarich chetzi erich kli. Guy says I'm going to give the erichin of half of a kli, which means nothing because there's no erichin to a kli. So Rabbi Meir Omer Nosan Damav, you have to give. You give the value of half of the kli because ain't other motzi davar l'patala. But Chum Arim Lo Amar Klum, didn't say anything. Okay, remember that. Rabbi Chalish, Rabbi got sick. Oleg Abay Abayev Rabbanon. So Abaye and the Talmidim came to visit him. The Yosivik Amrin, they were sitting down and they asked him, Bishlam, I understand Rabbi Meir Kasavar ain't other motzi davar l'patala. He says, "Ein adam motzi dvarim levatala." So we have to reinterpret what his words mean here. Lo shma kulo, lo shma chesio. It doesn't make a difference if the guy says erech of the entire kli or erech of the half of the kli. His chaban is clearly for a neder. So if he says erech of the entire kli, he gives the value of the entire kli. He says erech of half a kli, he gives half the value of the half a kli. El rabbanon, my kasavri. What does the rabbanim hold? E other motzi dvar levatala. If a person is motzi dvar levatala, so afilo kulo nami. So why is it established in the case over here of marich chatzi erech kli? Even if the case was marich kli itself, it would be nothing. Half a kli, full kli, doesn't make a difference. He should also not have to pay anything, right? E other motzi dvar levatala afilo kulo nami. The e ain other motzi dvar levatala afilo chatzi nami. And if he holds like Rameyer, the chachamim holds like Rameyer, then he should have to pay half the value. What's the chachamim talking about here? So Amar Lahu, probably the Girsu here, but with Girsu we have take a Rav of the Vayi. Amar Lahu, so Rabbi, so the answer is back. Rabbanan the Hachal, Rabbanan this price that you bring down, Kira Meir Spirle. They technically do hold like Rav Meir, the Sabri La Kirab Shimon, but they also hold like Rav Shimon. Sabri, what does that mean? So Sabri La Kirab Meir Domer in the Moshe Devil of Atala. Hilar Rav Meir in the Moshe Devil of Atala, therefore he should have to pay half of the value over here. But the Sabri La Kirab Shimon, but the Hilar Kirab Shimon, and we all remember from Menachos on Nachkuf Gimel, who says, there is a guy who takes a neder to bring mincha from Seorim, which is nonsense, because mincha doesn't come from Seorim. So Rav Shimon says he's potter legamrei because you don't bring mincha Seorim, and you don't say that he's chayav to bring mincha v'chitim because shelo his nadei kederech hamis nadvim. He is a concept of making the neder of the nedava in the normal fashion. Mincha from Seorim is nonsensical, right? Shelo his nadei kederech hamis nadvim. So too here. Kulei orchulis naduve. People, when they make a neder, these rabbanim understand, you make a neder to give the entire value. People don't make a neder to give half. Right? Palgei lab orchulis naduve. That's not the way, that's not the derech to make the neder. And there, because what you have to do, then you have to value half of it. And give. That's not what they, that's what they do. That's not the derech. So in a chanami, ain't other motzid rosh lobepiv, the Torah of Atala, but in this case, it still wouldn't count because he didn't take the neder in a normal fashion. Ha'omer erko shaploni alai. Right, guy says that the erech and value of Joe is on me. Umeita noder, and the guy dies. Not Joe, the guy dies. So then, if the guy dies and Joe dies, doesn't matter. Then the yorshim have to give. So my nina, what's the case? We already established the case before, as we're talking about. That's amdu b'din. That's the mishnah talking about where they already amdu b'din before the noder died. Basically said that he is mechuyav. Right, so amdu b'din. So haynu ha. So that's the case. Then the Reisha and the Sefer are the same thing. Right? So Reisha said by the Marach as Atmo, if a guy says Erek Yulai V'meis, he has to give. So to hear, Erek was reported. As long as it was in Beis Din established it, so Beis Din established it, who cares if the guy took a nether on himself, or the guy took a nether on the Erek of his value, or somebody else's value. It's the same case. So we're saying the Hanami, it's the same case, but Sefer it's strictly, but I need the Mishnah to tell me the Din again in the Sefer, because in the case of Domav Shoploni Alai, if I say the value of Joe is on me, Umeis Hanoder, and then I die, right? Now the guy makes the neder dies. Yitnu hayorshim. The yorshim have to give. Why? Ma'udatema. Again, this is different here because you would have thought ma'udatema lo ishtabu nechase. You would think that his nechasim are not meshuva to make this payment. Kamash malon to tell us came on the amu b'din. Once he's amu b'din, ishtabu nechase. His nechasim are now meshuvah. The umdina gilu milsav amahu, and the umdina that takes place afterwards is just a gilu milsav how much he owes. So as long as a possibility exists for that gilu milsav, once you're amud bedin, then you're chayav. The Gemara seems to be playing with the shasachia in order to fix it in. Right? Rashi says gilu milsav amahu legalos ma'u chayav. The whole of anid the chayav umdina lay. Since the Joe is still alive, so the obligation is still there. Granted, the noder died. The obligation is still there, and then you take the evaluation afterwards. That's the kiddush of the Mishnah, and that as long as the object is still around to be subject to the evaluation, the item is still around, the item that is subject of the nether is around, that evaluation takes place afterwards, only a gili milsa, and therefore his shibud took place once he was amad b'din. Once the noder was amud b'din, he has the shibud. If the neder now dies, if Joe now dies, well then he's not there, you can't evaluate. But if Joe is still around, you can still make the evaluation. So once you make the evaluation, the Russians have to pay because the shibud took place back then. It's almost like a shibud b'tnai. It's a shibud, he's a shibud, so long as Joe is still around. Okay, next Mishnah. Shor ze'ola. A guy says about his animal, this ox is going to be a korban ola. Or he says, bayez ze korban. I mean, I'm not just this bayez and use the money to buy korbanos. Umeis ha-shor v'nafala bayez patal misham. That shor dies, or the bayez falls down. He is putter from paying because he just was saying that this house or this shor. And since they died, hefset luas. That's it. It said this one. Guy says, shor ze alai ola. Guy says, this shor alai an ola. Ubayez ze alai korban, and then meis ha-shor v'nafala bayez chay l'shor. Then he would have to pay. So what's the case? Let's figure out what the case is. Okay. Amar Rav Chiya bar Rav, lo shanu. We don't say that he's chayiv. In the second part of the Mishnah, he's chayiv. unless he says Ella in a case to Amar Demei Shor Ze Elai Ola. The value of the shor is for me to bring an Ola. So now if the shor dies, I understand why I have to pay. If I said the value is obligated, not the shor itself. Aval Amar Shor Ze Elai Ola. If I say it with the way the Mishnah says it, Shor Ze Elai Ola, right? Came into Amar Ze, once he says Ze, more multiple, your favorite thing, then there's another. Once he says the Ze, Vameis Eino Chayi B'Achar Yoso. He's not Chayi B'Achar Yoso. So even if he says Alai Lahabiyo Ka Amar, so when he says Demei Shor Ze Elai, when he says Alai, that means on me to bring it. It's as if he says Shor Ze Elai Lahabiyo. Well, Shor Ze Elai Lahabiyo, if the Shor is not here, I don't have to give it. The only problem I'm obligated to pay if I say the Demei Shor is up for me to bring. So Gemara says Meis Vei, that's a question from Brisa, which seems to indicate exactly the opposite. The Brisa says Shor Ze Ola, this Shor is an Ola. Hashor Hektesh, the Shor becomes Hektesh immediately. Umolibo, and if someone who uses it, the Chayda Isra Meila. Mace, if the shore dies, O Nigdav, or it's stolen, Eino Chayim Achriyoso. He doesn't have to pay, he's not obligated anymore, because there was just a nether on this animal. The animal's not here. But if he says, Shor Ze Alai Ola, Hashor Hektesh, Umolibo, Mace O Nigdav, Chayim Achriyoso. He has to pay. Bryce clearly says, if you say Shor Ze, you have to pay. So Gemara says, "Umi alima mas nistan dokim the kamer demei hakanami the kamer demei." Well, we just established the Mishnah means in this case means demei. So it's when the Brisa means demei. It's the cases where the guy says demei shor ze elai ola. That's why he's obligated to pay if the shore is missing. The Gemara says, "Wait a second, vaha mi the safe of the kamer demei." We'll see in the safe of the Brisa where if he says demei, right, reisha the lo kamer demei. That must mean the reisha we just said. It's not where he said demei. If the reisha is not where he said demei, then it goes against the chiyah barat. Right, the katani safe. What the safe says, the guy says. Demei shor ola, the value of the shor is an ola. Hashor kulin, the shor is kulin itself. It wasn't makdish the shor itself. The emo limbo, and there's no meila because it's not hektish, right? O nigda mace, if it dies, o nigda was stolen in the chayim achrayoso. You're not obligated in the achrayos of the shor because the neder is only chal after the mechira, and since he never sold it, he doesn't have to give the value because it was gone. Aval. But chayev achrayus damav. But if he sold it and the money was there, and the money got stolen, he's chayev for the achrayus of the money. But you see from here that in the seifa it says demei. So if the seifa says demei, then the ratio is not demei. If the ratio is not demei, and the ratio says if you say shor zed you chayev achrayus, that goes against Rav Chiya bar Rav. The Gemara says. Ratio of the safe of the Gamar Demei. No. The ratio is the safe is Demei. The ratio is also Demei. I said, why is it separate the cases? Right? Ratio the Amar Yitash Hashor Ladamav. The ratio is saying that the shore itself is Kadosh. Right? Yitash Hashor Ladamav. Rashi says, Ratio the Amar Yitash Hashor Ladamav. The Hilka Chayiv Achriyusho. Shari Chal Kedushas Damav Al Hashor. Bakiva Lab Achriyus Damav. I said the shore is holy, but God made its dumb. That's why the shore itself is kadosh, right? And there's mila. But if you die, if it dies, you're not chayiv achrayus, right? It's holy. Rashi says, I guess you Rashi. Hilka chayiv achrayus sharei chal kedushas damim al shore. There's kedushas damim on the shore. The shore has a kedushas damim. Right, who kibal of achrayus damav? I accept for myself the achrayus regarding its money. V'ha alai achrayus have ho of adamin kai, but damin lo have kamei dilema halalu. What that means? But saying the ratio's case was that the guy says shor ze alai ola is as if he said yaktish hashor ledamav, and the safe was the gamar lichish sheyavo damav yaktish. The safe was a case where I didn't make him holy right now. I said, when the money comes, they will become holy. So that's why it's not. There's no meila right now because the object isn't hektish. In the Rashi's case, I made the object hektish legabe its damim. So Rashi says, wait a second. How can you have a case of luchas yomav damim yiktishu v'hain of the matzah davish lebol olam? You can't be matzah that doesn't exist. The money doesn't exist now. When the money comes in existence, I'm going to make it holy. How do you do that? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Hamani. Who is this like? Rav Meir, this is Rav Meir. This is the golden sheet of Rav Meir. Damar other matters davish lebal olam. He says that you can do that. Ikad Amri. Some say this is how they learned it. Amalei Rav Pabla Abayi, Amri Rav Amri, Bacham Rav Chisda. Kiman, who's this Brisa go like? Rav Meir. The Amar not asking the question, it's asking as a statement. The Amar other matters davish lebal olam, and Amri Leah Brisa's back to him. Now come on, of course. Who else could it be like? It has to be like Rav Meir. All right. Next is very quickly. Let's try to go through. Just hit to the Mishnah. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.